So one of the coolest things, obviously, you know, how many of you guys have been to Winterhawk for more than, starting more than 10 years ago? Yeah. Great big gobs of you, great giant chunks of you out there. And that's one of the coolest things about this sort of musical community. We've all been having a chance to play music with each other for more than 20 years. And so it's a pleasure to have everybody out. Stuart Duncan, Jerry Douglas, David Grisman, Peter Rowan. And we've been doing this a long time. We even know some of the songs we're playing too, which is really exciting. Here's one of Pete's.
When I was a bluegrass boy working with Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music, now you listen good, Pete Rowan, and don't you ever forget it. Yeah. We used to leave the Grand Ole Opry around midnight and drive up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. We rode in that bus we called the Blue Goose. It used to belong to Ernest Tubb. When we got through with it, we called it the Bluegrass Breakdown. We drove on through the night, and the Bluegrass Breakdown lived right up to its name, and we were stranded on the highway in northern Kentucky watching the sunrise. And when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music at sunrise, you can hear what he calls the ancient tones. He walked up to me and said, "Pete Rowan, listen to this real good and don't ever forget it." He sang this melody. I put some words to it. The walls of time